Well, we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio this morning. Dawn Martin is with us. Dave Chase is with us. They are representing the CCHS Foundation. Dawn is the director. Dave is a member of the board. And we're going to talk a little bit about a fundraising gala they have coming up very soon. Thanks for coming in.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having us. Jim.
Appreciate it very much. We're going to have, it sounds like a little fun on March 30th. You've had a couple of opportunities to start the ball rolling on something a little bit different for fundraisers. Mm-hmm. How's this one been so far?
It's been going really great. You know, it's our third year going in. We had the Great Gatsby for the first year, and last year was the Fabulous 50s. And this year we're looking at a night at the Masquerade. And every year we're able to learn from the year before and tweak it a little bit and make it better and better. So we're really excited for this event coming up on March 30th.
You know, a lot of people go to some kind of tried and true fundraising opportunities. We see a lot of golf tournaments and different types of silent auction type events and what have you. How'd you come upon the gala idea? Where'd that come from in the first place?
I belong to a large group of fundraisers for hospitals, and this is something that's actually been proven to be quite successful. And as I researched, I thought, well, you know, you can always try it and see what happens. And it's been just great, successful. We've had really good response both years. Looking forward to this year. Each year we try to have a different theme. And also we do a little different for our entertainment for the evening. Not only do I give you a great meal, but we also have some great entertainment lined up.
Well, very good. Well, before we get to that a little bit, what kind of feedback have you gotten? Why has it been successful?
I think just because it's something different. We usually try to have it when there's not a lot going on. And we just supply everybody with a great feeling for the night. It's fun, but they're also doing some really great work and helping us make sure we're providing the best care we can for our patients and families.
Absolutely. Well, these events are important because it's important to be able to raise some funds. Have some fun, raise some funds as well. Dave, there's always a need.
There's always a need, and that's one of the things that's made this particular initiative so successful is the types of goals that we've set for ourselves with respect to buying equipment for the hospital to give the providers that extra quality of care equipment that is needed that a lot of rural hospitals can't afford nowadays.
Oh, absolutely. And I assume with the foundation, you work closely with the physicians and the providers to find out what types of things, where are we deficient? What do we need to do?
Absolutely. Every year we kind of look at our strategic plan overall for the hospital as well as what's on our list of things that we could possibly do. And then we identify those things that will be the most benefit to not only our physicians, but the staff and our families.
What are the priorities this year?
This year, we're working on what we're calling an OB bundle. We're going to be raising some money for a new infant warmer for our OB department, three handheld ultrasounds that will be in the clinic offices, and also a surgical table because we can use that not only for C-sections for OBs, but also any kind of surgery.
And these are the types of procedures. This is the type of work that people prefer to have done close to home.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a long drive to the city when you're in labor. and we have top-notch, absolutely wonderful staff that takes care of from the physicians to the nurses. We just have a great facility and great staff to take care of you.
Sure, you bet. Now, does this equipment replace something you currently have, or is this addition to what you have?
The three handheld ultrasounds are an addition. That's something that we don't currently have. And the infant warmer and the surgical tables are replacement for pieces of equipment that have just they're just outdated and aged, and we're having more and more issues with them.
I assume in a larger scale, your business is somewhat like ours. Technology is tough to keep up with.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's always great strides, and you know, you don't want to get in on the front end of it, but you want to make sure that with each technology update, you get better results, you get better outcomes for your patients. So that's kind of where we go with these. The foundation board is really striving to make sure we support the health system and what they need to keep things going.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the event coming up on March 30th. You said it's going to be a kind of a masquerade evening. So what are you asking folks to do? Just dress up.
Pretty much. We have several levels that you can donate for. The upper levels, obviously, anything a 750 table $1,500 table and $2,500 tables will get you into a cocktail reception that's held prior to the dinner. $500 and under, we have $500, and then we have individual tickets for $75. And that gets you in and gets you the meal, gets you the entertainment. And the only other thing you have to do is we have something kind of fun called Dessert Dash, and you have to bid for your dessert.
Those are fun. I've been to one of those. That's kind of fun. It's kind of interesting. People like to scope out those desserts ahead of time. We all have those certain things we like.
Our entertainment is a little unique this year, too. Last year, we had Dancing with the Stars, and we had some of the locals participate in a dance contest similar to the one that's on TV. This year, it's going to be the newlywed game.
Uh-oh.
And we have three or four couples who have volunteered to answer questions like the TV show Newlywed Game. That ought to be interesting. I think that will be a lot of fun.
For everyone else.
For everyone else, except we will supply boxing gloves at the end of the event.
Well, you know, the nice thing about an event like that is even though it might be a little embarrassing at times for the folks there, it's all in fun.
It's all in fun, and that's the spirit that we want to enter into it. And it's not going to be anything that's going to embarrass anybody too much.
Too much. There you go. Make sure we get that part in. Well, it sounds like some of the tickets, the tables and things are going pretty rapidly.
Yeah, they really are. Tables fill up pretty quick. We have it at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, and it is limited space. And so we highly encourage people to get a hold of me and let me know if you want to table and what level you want.
It's just that simple. Just make the phone call.
Make a phone call. Shoot me an email. Stop in and visit. I'm happy to accommodate you. Any questions, I'm happy to answer those.
Is there a specific deadline, or is it just until we just can't fit any more in there?
March 1st is the official deadline.
Sure.
But I'm pretty sure we're probably going to be sold out pretty quick. Probably before that. So I'm hoping that if you want to come, I would highly encourage you to get a hold of me, or even one of my foundation board members would be happy to pass the message along to me. But it's really important that you get that table reserved or your seats. A lot of people will go together with other couples to sponsor a table. That way it's not one big outlay for one person, but a whole group gets together, and it's just a great evening.
Excellent. Only so big a shoehorn, so make sure you get your name in early. We don't want to have to squeeze you in at the last minute. When it comes to these types of events, you want to raise good money at these types of things. Is this your largest fundraiser of the year?
This is. We also do a golf benefit in August, and it's always been very well received, and it's a great fundraiser also. But this one has just been way far more successful as far as funds raised.
So with these two events combined, will that get you to your goal, or do you depend on other things to get to reach that financial goal each year?
Oh, I certainly depend on everything. The reason being is not only do we have this goal for this specific equipment, but the foundation has been very generous, or people have been very generous to the foundation over the years, and there are things that come up during the year that we outright purchase that we don't even raise funds for. So those individual donations, those corporate donations, those business donations, they're all really important to keep things going and keep those funds in place so we can help any way we can.
It's always good to have friends. We always know that. But when it comes to a facility like this, especially one that's so important in a rural area, between the foundation, the auxiliary, the hospital, the medical society, they have a lot of friends, and they need them.
That's absolutely correct, Jim. Rural hospitals are struggling right now with the limited reimbursement rates, insurance, Medicare, Medicaid. So it depends on these types of partnerships, as you just pointed out, to make it economically feasible to exist. Without this, I think our hospital would be struggling at this time. But with the excellent care close to home and these partnerships that have developed between these entities, we're doing fine.
Very good. All right. Well, as far as the gala goes, coming up March 30th, it's at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Give them the details again. What do they need to do? Just make the call.
Make the call. Call me at 712-243-7409, or you can certainly email me at work, which is mardd@casshealth.org. Be glad to set you up with a table, get your friends together. You can all pull your money and reserve a spot and have a great evening.
Very good. Well, we hope a lot of folks do. I'm sure you get a lot of folks who came out that first year, did again the second year, and probably will be here again the third year.
Yeah, that's where a lot of my current reservations have come from, is the folks that have been there every year.
Always room for a few more, though.
You bet.
Try it out for the first time. You may just have a great time. Dave, Don, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.